Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So, beginning today, chapter 14, performance of the Vrindavan pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 14. So, we read the chapter summary, and I think the first five verses. Chapter summary. Dressing himself as a Vaishnava, Maharaj Pratap Rudra entered a garden alone and began reciting verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. He then took the opportunity to massage the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord, in his ecstatic love for Krishna, immediately embraced the king and thus bestowed mercy upon him. When there was an offering of prasad in the garden, Lord Chaitanya also partook of it. After this, when Lord Jagannath's Rath cart stopped moving, King Pratap Rudra called for many elephants to pull it, but they were unsuccessful. Seeing this, Lord Chaitanya began to push the car from behind with his head, and the chariot began moving. Then the devotees began pulling the chariot with ropes. If I remember, they were just carrying the ropes pretty much. Lord Chaitanya was making the movement. Near the Gundicha temple was a place known as Aitota. This place was fixed up for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to rest in. When Lord Jagannath was seated at Sundarachal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw it as Vrindavan. He performed sporting pastimes in the water of the lake known as Indrajumna. For 9 continuous days during Rath Yatra, the Lord remained at Jagannath Puri, and on the 5th day, he and Swarup Damodar observed the pastimes of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. During that time, there was much talk about the pastimes of the gopis. When the Rath was again being drawn and the chanting resumed, Ramananda Basu of Kulinagram and Satyaraj Khan were requested to bring silk ropes every year for the Rath Yatra Fest ceremony. Text number 1. Can all chant together, I guess. Gaura Pashyan Atma Vrindai Sri Lakshmi Vijotsavam Shrutva Gopilo Susulasam Krishna Premna Nanartasa. Accompanied by his personal devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsava. There he discussed the super excellent love of the gopis. Just by hearing about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for the Lord. Text 2. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Danya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu known as Gaura Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is so exalted. Text 3. Jaya Jaya Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktagan. Jaya Shrotagan Yara Gaura Pranadan. There's for all of you. All glories to all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. All glories to the readers who have taken Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. Text 4. E matta prabhu achena premara aveshe ena kale prataparudra karela praveshe. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparudra entered the garden. Text 5 we'll do responsively then. Sarvabhauma Upadeshe Chadi Rajavesh. Sarvabhauma Upadeshe Chadi Rajavesha. Ekala Vaishnava Veshe Karila Pravesha. Sarvabhauma Upadeshe Chadi Rajavesha. Ekala Vaishnava Veshe Karila Pravesha. Sarvabhauma Upadeshe Chadi Rajavesh. Ekala Vaishnava Veshe Karila Pravesh. Ekala Vaishnava Veshe Karila Pravesh. Sarvabhauma. Of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Upadeshe. Under instructions. Chadi. Giving up. Rajavesh. The royal dress. Ekala. Alone. Vaishnava Veshe. In the dress of a Vaishnava. Karila Pravesh. Entered. Translation. Purport based on Srila Prabhupada. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Purport. Sometimes members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, especially in the Western countries, find it difficult to approach people to distribute books because people are unfamiliar with the traditional saffron robes of the devotees. There's a famous purport, huh? We have many. We wore wigs. We used to wear wigs. No. How many? I used to wear a wig. You used to wear a wig. No. Yeah. The devotees have therefore inquired whether they can wear European and American dress before the general public. From the instructions given to King Prataparudra by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we can understand that we may change our dress in any way to facilitate our service. When our members change their dress to meet the public or to introduce our books, they are not breaking the devotional principles. The real principle is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, and if one has to change into regular Western dress for this purpose, there should be no objection. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatja Deshitarani Panchakalpatrubhischa Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarvinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very important topic that came up during the early 70s, I guess, it came up that the devotees, the preaching movement of Lord Chaitanya that had to go on. Srila Prabhupada introduced this system Of course, the system is not actually introduced by him. He's following in the footsteps of the acharyas. This book distribution went on, even in the time the Goswamis, the Srinivas, Narottam, and Shamananda, they took out the books of the Goswamis and took them to from Vrindavan to the East, Bengal and Orissa like that. And so anyway, the point is that this is a very, Srila Prabhupada, when he came to America, he introduced, tweaked the rules and regulations in order to successfully preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The main point was the preaching. And of course, he was following the footsteps of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was most revolutionary in his presentation of Krishna consciousness. At that time, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was establishing the Gaudiya Math, there was a very traditional understanding of Vaishnava behavior and everything. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, he somewhat introduced it, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he very radically changed things. He used to send out his devotees in motor cars, and they would dress in nice clothes. And here we're talking about how Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We've been hearing that in the last few, maybe chapters, I don't know. But many weeks now we've been hearing how Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we're coming to the conclusion that when Lord Chaitanya was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparudra changed his dress so that he could meet Lord Chaitanya. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to invite kings, come and see me. Or we'd arrange for different programs that they would be able to go to these big people. I was reading Bhakti Vikas Swami in his book, has one chapter on Yukta Vairagya, and he mentions that when the governor of Bengal was invited to Mayapur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a Calcutta hotel arranged for his catering, and they had meat available for him to eat like that. And similarly, they had bidis or something when the devotees were temple construction was going on. He made arrangements so the workers would have their bidis or whatever, cigarettes. Yes. Bidis, you don't know bidis, everybody here. So this is called Yukta Vairagya also introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was instructing Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath, at that time, he said, don't be market of Vairagya. He just said, this is not proper, that you should not be artificially renounced. So, Rupa Goswami greatly expanded this idea that anasaktasya vishayan yartaham upayunjita nirbanda krishna sambande yukta vairagyam uchite. He said that one should see everything in its relationship with Krishna. Everything in this is Krishna's creation, and everything has its function in the service of the Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the critics, they were criticizing him that why you're living in big marble palaces. This Bagh Bazaar was a very beautiful marble palace at that time, and people would criticize that, why you've built such a nice ashram for the renunciates like that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur countered them that the devotees of the Lord are the only ones that should be utilizing the opulences of the Lord. They are the true sons of the Lord, and they have the right to utilize these property of the Lord. So that is the mood of the devotees. And similarly, this renunciation, the artificial renunciation, was not accepted. That was that prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshabhi purityago vairagyam phalgukachyate. That he says that to artificially renounce these things, all these musical instruments, and they had this, what did he call it? They had slideshows that time. They had a funny name for the a primitive kind of slideshows like that. And dioramas, exhibits, theistic exhibits, I think they called them. So all these things are there. This is coming under the... I was actually prepared for the next few verses, but this is very interesting. This is this comes under the heading of what Rupa Goswami calls Niyamagraha, that one should understand how to utilize different principles due to regulations, and rules and regulations for a particular purpose. One should understand what is their actual utility. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes a very nice essay on Niyamagraha that's been published in this Bhaktiloka, on each of the six principles favorable and each of the six principles unfavorable for devotional service. He's written essays that's been put together. One devotee printed it, I think, 1940s or something like that in Bangladesh. We got a copy and we able to publish that translation. So he begins by saying that in the material world, the living entities are born in illusion and very low condition. The conditioned souls are born in this world. We're very, very unfortunate conditions. What is that? Ichidvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. That we're born with this desire and desire and hate like that. Ichidvesha samutena. So, but from that position, one can come to a very exalted status. This is Prahlad Maharaj says, adruvam arthadam, that this material body, even though it's temporary, this can give one very, bring one to a very exalted position if one utilizes, if he learns how to utilize this material body. This body is given by material nature, and that's Krishna's nature, of course, and it has to be utilized. So, in order to go from this low position that we are taking birth in this material world to elevate ourselves, there are so many different rules and regulations. Niyam was called, and these are, Niyam is divided into these two categories, rules and regulations, or vidhi nished in that language, vidhi nished. And so each of these items are also divided into constitutional and conditional. We have our constitutional position. Of course, the material world, everyone is on different platforms. At different times, it's like Srila Prabhupada described, compared it with a ladder, the yoga ladder. Someone may be on the first step, someone may be on the 10th step, or 50th step, or 500th step, like that. So each of these steps is a different level of advancement, and for each of these levels, there is different rules and regulations. It's not that everyone has the same type of rule and regulation to follow. That's not practical. The 18 Puranas, there are six Puranas divided, the six Puranas in the mode for those in the modes of ignorance, six Puranas for those in the modes of passion, and 6 Puranas for those in the modes of goodness. Everyone has opportunity in Vedic culture to advance himself according to his position. One should not try to imitate the position of another, nor should one become degraded from his position to a lower platform. But one has to understand. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that these whole category of Vedic knowledge is basically divided into three main divisions. This is called karma khand, jnana khand, and bhakti, upasana khand, the bhakti khand. So from karma khand, he says that there's the rules are there of, that one should follow varnashram, and one should give up sinful activities and bad habits. And from the jnana khand, that one should cultivate knowledge and give up the fruitive activities of the karma khand, of the karma khand. And of course, in bhakti we have faith. That is the beginning of the rules of bhakti entail shraddha. And then one should give up, what is that? Karma jnana adi anavritam. That one should give up all the lower rules and regulations of karma and jnana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kashi, the sannyasis of Kashi were criticizing him. Why he's not studying Vedanta? Because this is the duty of a sannyasi in the jnana khand. They have to cultivate knowledge, renunciation. But, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he converted them. He brought them to a higher platform, that this jnana should be actually given up eventually. At least that kind of jnana, the impersonal jnana. So, one should actually understand that what is the ultimate platform of pure devotion, whereas the only regulation is that one should develop his love for Krishna, and the only prohibition is to envy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and other living entities. So, of course, he elaborates on each of these different platforms. But basically, one should understand that even in the bhakti khand, because we're trying to follow the platform, the process of bhakti, in the process of sadhana bhakti, there are 4 stages. I just read one paragraph here. In the process of sadhana bhakti, there are 4 stages: shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, and asakti. After passing these 4 stages, one comes to the level of bhava, which is the doorstep of prema. According to the degree of faith, each level has different rules. As one leaves behind one level and progresses to the next, he should honor the rules of the latter and leave aside those of the former. Those who do not give up the rules of the previous level are bound by those rules like chains that do not allow him to proceed to the next level. So, of course, then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as he does in most of these essays in this compilation, he says that there is also has to be divided, these rules and regulations have to be divided into 2 categories, those for the renunciates and those for the Grihasthas, the householders and the renunciates. The renunciates, they have a different set of rules and regulations than the Grihasthas. The Grihasthas, just like as given in Hari Bhakti Vilas, have so many different rules and regulations to perform. And actually it's mentioned in the Hari Bhakti Vilas in the conclusion that whatever activities are written in Hari Bhakti Vilas are mostly all meant for householders and rich devotees. There are no rules written herein for the renunciates. But, of course, those who are on the path of devotional service, they have one most important principle that entails, that covers all the rules and regulations. What is that? That we know there's a very famous verse, Smartavya Satatam Vishnur, Vishmartavya Najatuchit. Then he says, Sarva Vidhi Nishedeshyor Etayor Eva Kinkara, that all the rules and regulations of all the different gradations of devotional service and particularly of devotional service, they're all subordinate and servant to the principle that one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. Sarva vidhi nisheda, or vidhi nisheda, the rules and regulations. Etayor eva kinkara. Kinkara means the servants. They're servants of this one principle to always remember Krishna and never forget him. So here, Srila Prabhupada introduced this system, not introduced, he pointed out actually that this system has precedence of changing one's dress. However, in the same line, this niyamagraha means that one should not accept rules that will just for the sake of the accepting them. One doesn't, that's not also enjoined, that one should accept rules simply for the sake of accepting them. We have some members that are saying that one should always dress in Western clothing like that. So this is not that's not the point that is given by this pastime. This was for a particular purpose at a particular time and place, and the acharya, he is one who is competent to understand one who is what that particular time, place, and circumstances is, to bend the rules and regulations for the purpose of advancing one's Krishna consciousness. One should see that this is actually the purpose to advance one's Krishna consciousness, ultimately to come to the next platform, not to go down on the yoga ladder. One should not think that that he can follow the regulations, the rules and regulations of lower platforms when he's meant to actually go to the higher platforms. This is not the purpose, the purport of this pastime like that. Srila Prabhupada ends this purport here. We can repeat that the real principle is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, and if one has to change into regular Western dress for this purpose, there should be no objection. Okay, so we'll end there if anyone has some comments or questions. Yes, Madan Mohan, please.
So when he went to see Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada was saying that was for preaching purposes, so it was all right to change his dress?
Well, he didn't. Sarvabhoma Bhatta, no, Maharaj Prataparudra didn't go for preaching purposes. He went to, well, actually he did for our benefit, so that is also preaching. Yes. He got preached to. He was, but his example is the example for all of us, that the yad yad acharati shreshtas tat tade vetarojana, that he's the king, and he's showing himself as subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So his preaching is there. Yes. Okay, is that your point?
Oh, that's nice. Your. Thank you. And the other thing is, when you were reading about these, in the Niyamagraha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur pointing out, how are you supposed to see which set of rules you should follow? We basically follow our sadhana, but sometimes the Bodhi says that at a certain stage you can adjust your sadhana, but it seems like the spiritual masters should how do you figure that out?
Yeah, the spiritual master's instructions are the rules and regulations we're meant to follow.
But I mean, here it mentions there's different, all these different stages, that if you maintain one stage when you're supposed to go to another stage, and the way that he explained it. So how do you discriminate? What are you looking at to see if there's a different stage?
Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chittiteya Kariya Aikya, that everything becomes very clarified. We don't have only the guru, we don't have only the shastra, we have also the sadhus. The sadhus can also help us if we're not have fortunate to become direct. Sometimes our spiritual master may be moving here and there throughout the world on his preaching tour like that. Or he may be, we have Srila Prabhupada's uppercut now, pastimes. He's unmanifest for us, our external vision like that. But we have a Nirvani. But we don't only have the Vani, we have Shastra and we have the Sadhus. The Sadhus, they can also guide us in what is our position. We had so much experience in Vrindavan that devotees come to Vrindavan and they want to surrender. We had there were some that gave away all their possessions and their money like that, and they want to live in the Kunja of Vrindavan like that, the bushes of Vrindavan. They think they'll become very renounced, like imitate Haridas Thakur or Madhavendra Puri. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote that verse, that song, no, Dushtamana Tumi Kishera Vaishnava. What kind of Vaishnava are you that you want to name and fame by imitating these great Vaishnavas? So this is not, and we've seen that the end result, few weeks, few months, maybe a year or two, they're engaged in not proper activities.
And so you explain the principle and gave some examples of bad examples. Are there some good examples that, because it's still not clear to me that, I mean, I understand the principle, but we have some
good examples.
Good examples of...
Yes, Srila Prabhupada's movement spread all over the world in a very short time. That's a good example. How? Because he guided the devotees how to dress and how to talk and how to sell his books like that.
Okay, so
that was the good example.
So as far as our sadhana, it should just stay the same. And as far as what Prabhupada gave us is the Mangal Tika Tulsi worship, the Japa period, Bhagavatam class, like that. So that's not what they're talking about, that if you just follow these rules.
No, all these rules are followed by those who are very sincere, and they become examples for all of us that are not so sincere.
Because someone once said that, oh, now that you've done this for such a long time, you can change it to do something that accommodates, you know, like I know one devotee, well, actually quite a few devotees, advanced devotees, they stop coming to the morning program so they can write. They have different people. Even they stay on the property. They stay for some period of time and they're writing their thing, they're writing something else. And for one reason or another, you don't see them.
Yes.
So
what is their position?
What is the question? But what's the positive way to understand that?
The positive way is... what do they say? Falling a parichyate, you judge something by its results. Are they becoming more? Are they advancing on this platform? What is that platform? What we wrote read here that shada, nishta, ruchi, asakti. Are they developing asakti? Are they coming to this platform? Do they have ruchi? Do they have ruchi? Do they have asakti? Are they coming to the stage of bhava? I don't know what platform they are.
Nobody can tell what somebody else's internal situation is.
What is that verse? That Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra? Gujena Bujaya. That one can't very easily understand the activities of a Vaishnava. Vaishnava, he's meant to be develop his love for Krishna. How he does that, sometimes, who can say? They couldn't, Gadadhar Pandit, you couldn't immediately recognize Pundarik Vidyanidhi as a Vaishnava. So, that is, Srila Prabhupada said that you can give so many instructions in the classroom, but when you fly your airplane, you're on your own. You have to fly your airplane yourself. Everyone has to try to advance himself. That's the point. That this Krishna consciousness movement is giving instructions to the whole world, example and instructions to everyone, and particularly the members of the Krishna consciousness movement. They have their own responsibility to follow it to the best of their capacity. What is that? Janma sartak kari kara parupakar. That you perfect your life the best you are able, and then you perform welfare works as best you can. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he gave the example that a bird flies in the sky according to its ability. You can't say that the chicken can fly like a vulture. One has to fly according to his own ability and try to improve. Whatever position we are in devotional service, we try to improve ourselves as best we can. That is our responsibility, and that is our great fortune that we've been given the opportunity to come to a higher platform. If we miss that opportunity, then we are the ones that are unfortunate. What can we say? If someone is... Of course, it's nice that Vaishnavas are concerned for each other's welfare and try to guide them. That is the glory of the Vaishnava institution like that. That Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada set up these movements for that purpose, so that the members could help each other to advance in Krishna consciousness. Tushanti cha ramanti cha, that we can engage in this topics of Krishna consciousness. That's coming up next week. The topics of Krishna consciousness, they're nectarian. They're meant for, what is that? Top to Jivanam. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. Well, what's a good way to explain the difference between imitating and following?
Imitating and following, yes. That's if someone is not qualified to perform an activity, if he's not, that's called, the word is there in adhikar. What is his qualification? One has to understand what his adhikar is, what is his qualification. If someone tries to imitate the qualification of a higher advanced devotee, that is called imitation. And if someone gradually, yes?
Oh, I just have an example. Go ahead.
You know, you have an example. Give it.
It came up in our prison class. Someone from another group was seeing how Prabhupada's example of sweeping before Rupa Goswami Samadhi and crying. And for this devotee, it was practicing the same meditation. And, you know, to me, I had initial internal reaction that it was imitation, but then what you said, you know, how can you see another person's inner qualifications? So it was a puzzle.
Just to tease that one out a little bit. I mean, on one hand, the Prajnaparupa thing, right? Where you brought it up earlier, how they didn't recognize you as a devotee. Am I getting my terms right? All right.
Speak in the mic.
Yeah. So at first they didn't recognize you as a devotee, but as the pastime played out, they did recognize you as a devotee. It was just initially they didn't recognize it. It wasn't like they were clueless, hopelessly clueless. But it took a while. So I think the thing is not to take it for granted, you just know. But it's also not, you go to the other extreme where, well, I'll never figure anything out here. You know, we just have to be, you know, throw our hands up. Well, everybody's a devotee or everybody's not a devotee. I mean, after time, symptoms came out in a consistent way. Oh, this guy really is a devotee. I mean, externally, first blush, he's king, he's this and that, he's an enjoyer, but wow, he, you know, as time went on, this guy has symptoms, he's really a devotee. So, you know, someone may be doing whatever, and I think, you know, you want to give them everybody the benefit of the doubt that they're sincere in this and that, but, you know, you have to keep your eyes open all the time and see if there's a consistent body of work here that lines up, that this person's actually displaying the qualities, describing shakti and so forth as a devotee.
Ron, here's some comment.
Action, execution, not necessarily manifest the intention. Intention is more important. So when Ishan Prabhu was imitating Prabhupada's voice, Prabhupada was upstairs. And Prabhupada came out and he asked Bhavananda Maharaj, who is that singing? Then Bhavananda Maharaj says, oh Prabhupada, this is Ishan. He's trying to sing, but he doesn't know how to sing, so he's imitating your voice. And Prabhupada listened to him. Very good. Encourage you to sing more. And after 40 years, he's still singing the same tone, Prabhupada's voice. So Prabhupada recognized, even though it appears like imitating Prabhupada's voice, but Prabhupada recognized his intention was not like to act like Prabhupada, but to learn.
I was thinking same thing as imitation, intention. Intention is, because in one sense, I mean, who are we to, we can't claim we're Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote song, Amito Vaishnava e Budi Hoyla Amanina Habe. That if we think that we're Vaishnava, then how we'll become humble like that. So in one sense, we're actually sort of imitating the behavior, we're trying to become Vaishnavas, we're trying to become devotees. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. We're not imitating, we're following in the footsteps, because our intention is to become purified. Our intention is not, at least it shouldn't be to become famous and prestige, we have prestige and name and fame like that. Intention is the important thing, that we want to become purified, so we follow the process. If we sweep the samadhi in front of Rupa Goswami, maybe you can sweep for a few days or a few weeks. You probably won't be sweeping it for a few years or longer. I don't think you'll have the qualification for that, but that doesn't mean that you can't do it. If you want a little purification, you go and sweep the samadhi, Bhajan Kutir, Rupa Goswami, get a little bit purified. We don't give up our service thinking that we're not qualified. That's...
Yeah, I was remembering the pastimes of Govinda, that when other devotees were glorifying him, he said, you sing so sweet. He said, yes, it's very sweet. So they kind of...
Which Govinda?
He's a disciple of his god-brother, but Ramanujacharya asked
Oh, okay.
That if he can send his disciple to serve with him. So it appeared like Ramanujacharya's disciple, but it's not exactly his disciple.
Mm.
So then he made a very nice prasadam. And then they went and said, Govinda, you cook so good. Yes, these are very nice prasadam. So after a little while, they got a little confused. Is he really proud, or it's like, is he showing off? Or everything we say good, he is agreeing with it. So Ramanujacharya actually called him. He said, you are such a nice devotee. Yes, Gurudev. I am nice devotee. But how are you saying that? He said, you gave me mercy. Your mercy is less. Is it possible? You are such a glorious, and your mercy is not different from your glory.
Hmm.
So if somebody see that your mercy is flowing, then I must recognize.
Yeah.
So his intention was nothing to do with really him. It was glorifying his guru.
Yes, that's the point. Attention is. All right, we have to stop there. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.